is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
This is Christy Walters.
And I'm Jeff Bajorek. Together, we host the Why and the Buy podcast, and we are pumped to be a part of the Sell or Die podcast network.
The Why and the Buy is a show about tackling sales and leadership challenges that salespeople and small business owners face every single day.
While we have a lot of fun doing it. I'm a dad. I'd like to think I'm not a terrible dad, but I'm a dad, and I make bad jokes.
I love it. That's what happens when you start a podcast.
If you like making a lot of money and being super successful, then sure, I suppose.
Jeff and I have been there. We've lived through it, and we're here to share the lessons we've learned. So subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts. And remember, when you know your why.
Your hows and your whats get much better. We'll talk to you again real soon.
And mic drop.
So without further ado, let's just crack right into this one. So again, cool. we have 23 lessons in this one, 23 lessons and lectures, and they cover everything from truth and focus, integrity, desire, decisions, attitude, beliefs, goals, living. But today I just want to focus on five of them. So the very first one, golden nugget number one, which is actually lesson number three, how to think. So in this lesson, Hill tackles the almost impossible task of challenging you to think about the way you think. You know, the elements that go into your thought development process. You know, how do you think productively? And I really like this lesson because it's insightful and it's fundamental, like I mentioned before, to how you think. So talk to us about the importance of learning how to think.
Well, this chapter is also strategically placed. After lesson one, which is success is up to you, mm-hmm. and lesson two, finish what you start, how to think becomes integral into lesson one and lesson two. If you started out with how to think, it wouldn't be as impactful as what you need to think about. So what Hill says is, it's time to start to dedicate yourself to thinking about yourself and what your objects in life are. And rather than thinking about all the problems that you have, think about all the opportunities that you have. And then write down what those thoughts mean to you, and then make a game plan to put them into action. But everything starts with a thought. If you look at Think and Grow Rich, it starts out with the words, thoughts are things. What he really said was, thoughts become things. That if you think about something long enough and you want it, then you write stuff down about it, you take action, and it manifests itself. But it didn't just show up as a thing, it started out as a thought. And Hill is directing you to think about what is integral to you. What's important to you? What could be life-altering to you? And then do it.
I feel like that's almost becoming a competitive advantage today.
It
is. In a world of constant distraction, people who just, we don't take time to think. And because we're always distracted by social media this and cell phone this and TV this and interview this, we just never set aside time to think. And by doing that, I really think it gives somebody a competitive advantage and more control over their lives.
We just talked about it in the studio. I asked my coworkers, does your phone ding more than it rings? And what this book will do is create more ringing and less dinging.
Nice. Real nice. So what do you say to the person out there who's not making time to think? And let me finish that first off. But for the people out there who say, well, you know what, Jeffrey, like, I'm busy, man. I'm busy. I got so much things on my plate. Like, I got a to-do list that's, you know, from the floor to ceiling. I got kids. I got hobbies. I got this. And I got bosses up my ass. I got so much to do. When do I have time to think? What kind of advice do you give to that person who's just hyper busy and they never make time for this kind of stuff?
Early in the morning. If your kid gets up at 6, get up at 5. If you got to be at work at 9 and it takes you half an hour to get to work and you got an hour's worth of work, but just set your clock an hour before you have to do anything. And then follow my formula of I wake up in the morning and I do one of five things. I write, I read, I prepare, and that causes me to think and create. Those five things have been the epicenter of my success for the past 25 years. Sometimes I do one, sometimes I do all five, but I'm always doing something for me. And when Hill says it's time to think, what he's saying is think about yourself and take action for yourself. And don't give me some lame excuse about why you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this really is, and people out there who've known me over the past little while, they know that I like to take some time to quietly reflect and think. And when you allow yourself to just think and push things to your subconscious, all of a sudden just magic happens. Magic happens. And I feel like just because we're constantly distracted, we never allow our subconscious an opportunity to just sit with thoughts and help process things for me. But how often does it happen where, why is it that when I'm just driving in traffic and kind of just nothing's distracting me, all of a sudden just a thought comes into my head? Or you're in the shower and you're enjoying the shower, all of a sudden a thought comes in your head. Why is that? Because you're not getting distracted.
Because your mind is clear.
You got it, man. You got it.
So make your phone ding less and ring more.
Mm-hmm. So think more. I love that. So the first lesson, or the first golden nugget there, which is lesson number three, how to think. And I just want to preface this too. And you already kind of made mention of it. All of these lessons, every single one of them, all 23, they all play very, very well together. And it's tough, man, for me to go ahead and do an episode on this because we have a limited amount of time. So we can't cover all 23. So we can only cover a handful of them. But again, like I mentioned at the very top, each and every single one of these lessons, they play very well together. And it's funny because before we even started this interview and I said, this is what we're going to focus on, I was going to start with or end off with the very last lesson, lesson number 23. And we both agreed. We said, you know what? That lesson, I think you really need to go through the entire book in order to hear that lesson.
Yep.
So a little teaser for you. You got to get out there and pick up the book to hear what lesson 23 is. But we're not going to cover it today. So instead, we're going to go on to golden nugget number two, which is actually the second or the lesson number seven, which is adversity, a blessing in disguise. So I love this one because when everything goes wrong in someone's life, you know, the whole world is falling down around them. They panic, anxiety sets in, depression, you know, learned helplessness. All of these thoughts start to creep in. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is to keep perspective and to remember that things aren't necessarily as bad as they seem. And it's not a setback, but it's set up for something else. So talk to us about adversity and why it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, Napoleon Hill was a proponent of positive thinking. And when adversity strikes, most people look at it as a negative. And what he says is, look for the opportunity, not blame the circumstance. And if you look for the opportunity, he says, and he's right, you will find it. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that every adversity is a blessing in disguise, but you have to find it. You have to see the opportunity and then seize the opportunity and then take advantage of the opportunity. And that's going to be the successful person. The unsuccessful person is the one who bitches about the fact that, you know, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck.
How do you get there, though, man? Like, people out there who are listening,
they're
saying, like,
you study positive attitude. Ryan, the only way you're going to do it is by studying and dedicating yourself to a better way of thinking.
There you go.
Otherwise, it's not going to happen. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.